so that it gets maximum sunlight into it.
Solarium?
Solarium. Any other names for that?
Side porch.
Side porch. Sunroom?
No.
Sun porch?
Yeah, I guess so.
Maybe sun porch?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see. And then often in a house there's a kind of informal room for that where you watch TV.
Den.
Den, okay. And sometimes also you'll have a room that has a toilet and a sink.
Powder room,
okay. What kind of I don't understand this question. What kind of stoves, furnaces, and other heating equipment have you had in your house?
Oh, like a gas heater?
Gas heater, okay.
A Franklin stove? Is this what
What's a Franklin stove?
It's that thing. It's not a pot-bellied stove because it's fancier than that and it has a water pan in it and all that kind of stuff. But don't ask me to be more technical than that.
Okay.
Maybe they do mean pot-bellied stove and things like that. Maybe you could say, what heats a room?
Yeah, okay. Let me see. How's the heat circulated in the house, in this particular
by
house?
By vents.
By vents, okay. And you call that kind of circulation?
Oh, jeez.
Okay. Forced air.
Okay. What's that thing? Is it convex?
Convex heating. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see. Sometimes there's a house with three or more rooms arranged right in a line. Very narrow. What do you call that?
Jim, I don't know.
Shotgun house?
Oh, no, yeah. That's not what a shotgun
house. Okay, what's a shotgun house?
To me?
Yeah.
Okay, a shotgun house is one that has a front door and a hall and a back door, and you can see slap through it. Perhaps it would have a living room and a kitchen and a bedroom, and if you opened all the doors, you could see through it, but I always think of it as a hall.
Okay.
And you can open the front door, and if you open up the back door, you can see through.
Okay. What are some of the other kinds of houses like that in this area? You've got a shotgun house.
You mean architecture that's peculiar?
Yeah, yeah.
I think the most famous thing Augusta has is the Sand Hill Cottage.
Okay, how's the Sand Hill Cottage usually constructed?
The front porch is raised, and it has usually a floor and a half. The second floor is dormer. And underneath the front porch will be the basement, but the front porch is raised.
What about the floor plan? Anything unusual about that?
Not really. You will usually have, if it's a classic sand hill, you will have a main hall and a parlor on the left, and the dining room behind that, and a living room and a kitchen. It's downstairs is usually very square.
Okay, and then upstairs would be the bedroom,
which are usually dormer.
Okay. What about dog trot house?
I don't know. I never have. If somebody asked, I don't know. What is that?
Well, in some places it's entirely open, where they have a hall in the center without any doors on it.
Oh.
It's just absolutely open, so a dog can trot through.
Yeah.
Okay, and then sometimes there's...
do you want me to get into the columns and the antebellums? And,
no.
Because we don't, that's not, I don't think, that's pretty rare.
Yeah, okay. Other kinds of buildings where there might be more than one family living in them.
A duplex?
Duplex.
Apartment house?
Apartment house.